When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Kilimanjaro, and you're listening to me on the DJ Diaries podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the DJ Diaries with Lara Fraser and myself, Lara Pradelska. So excited to be back in the studio, and we have Kilimanjaro on the show. What's up?
What's happening, troops?
Thank you so much for coming on. Just for a bit of backstory on this one, I only actually met the fabulous Kilimanjaro a few weeks ago when I was at my gorgeous friend Elisa Legsdina house. I was extremely hungover on the couch, and he came over, as he's a good friend of hers. And what's nice about that household is everyone there that's coming through is normally in the music industry. So you meet the best people.
Yeah, totally.
And we got chatting, and this guy just happens to be an amazing DJ. So do you want to tell us a little bit of background on yourself and how you got into DJing?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for having me, first of all.
Pleasure.
It's lovely to be here with you guys. And yeah, I mean, I've been DJing since 2016. And yeah, really kind of, I've been doing music since I was a kid. So it was just an extension of who I am as an artist and who I am as a person. I'd been playing a festival with the band I was in at the time.
Do you know what? Elisa told me you were in a band with your brothers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was the drummer, and then my big bro wrote the music and played synth, and our boy Sam was on bass. So there's the three of us, and we're out in Ibiza. At IMS, and the label we were with at the time were like, oh, can you guys DJ while you're out there? And like, none of us could DJ at the time, and we're just like, yeah, of course, yeah, it's calm. And then I spent like a few months just kind of learning, and then just went out there and just played like a light, like 45 minute set. It wasn't anything mad. And then kind of came back to Scotland, where I was living at the time, and people were just like, oh, we saw you played in Ibiza, would you like to play here? And then one gig a month turned into like a couple gigs a month, and then so on and so forth. And I kind of went full-time DJing maybe a year and a half before the pandemic, which was great. I was living
great
in Glasgow.
Yeah,
I know, right? Got to sink my teeth into it a little bit. And then the world came crashing down. And then obviously, you know, it's been a struggle back to doing it full-time. But last year, it was actually my first show back was actually August the 8th last year, so it's been a full year since I started playing again, and I went full time again in February. And yeah, things have just kind of really taken off the past kind of three, 4 months.
You've been super busy. I've been seeing you on Insta. I saw your boiler room, and we're going to get into that in a bit. But before we do, we like to do a little thing which is called Quickfire. It's a little get to know you, and we found it's the easiest way to really sink our teeth into some of the funniest stories that are going around.
I love it.
I will let Lau.
Okay, so I think we should start with what happened last night.
Yes.
So I was on a flight from Ibiza, and it's funny, you just mentioned that's where you started DJing, on a flight back from Ibiza last night, and there was a couple of very rowdy guys. Anyway, long story short, one got arrested. They were all super wasted, which is normal for like a 3 a.m. Ibiza flight back from London. Ibiza flight back to Gatwick. But one of them got taken off, arrested by the police, walked off the plane. It was a whole commotion. It's 4 or 5, 5:30 Have you been that guy, or do you know anyone who has been that guy?
I mean, I can't say I've ever been chucked off a plane.
Good.
But yeah, I've definitely seen some rowdy sights. Like, it's especially obviously coming from the Glasgow to Ibiza flight is always
Is that worse than London? Way worse. Really? Oh my god, tell us what.
Like, I mean, normally it's like groups of lads who are like just been like dying for this trip for like a few months, and then they've done the classic like up early, pints in the airport. A lot of them normally just stay up the night before and just have a bit of like a warm-up sesh. By the time it gets to like midway through the flight, it's just like rowdy singing, chanting, like people charging up and down the aisles.
It's the Glasgow flight, who would have thought?
We need to try
I
one
feel
time.
Like it's a rite of passage, I think, if you're traveling from Scotland to Ibiza.
What's your traveling like? So when you travel to DJ, so Lara and I have figured out that for us it's always good to be sober, because that was just a learning curve.
We might kill each other.
Exactly. So we have this thing where we DJ sober for the most part. Have you found that easier with regards to traveling, or what's your thing?
So I'm a bit of like a mixed bag. Like, it depends. Like, I'll normally try and stay like pretty compos mentis like before. Yeah. And then I'll maybe only have like a few drinks during, depending obviously.
Because Boiler Room is pretty, it's boiling in there.
Yeah. And it's like
an institution.
The Boiler Room is like, it's one of those ones where it's like, it's recorded. So you're like,
it needs to be unlocked. We're going to get into the quick fire questions now, and you've got to answer really quickly. Yeah. Our rules are quick and honest. Whatever comes into your mind straight away, that's it. Let's go. All right. House or hip hop?
Hip hop.
All right. Day parties or raves?
Day parties.
Your go-to song that will get everyone on the dance floor?
Oh, damn, that's a tough
one. Come
on,
you gotta go. You gotta go.
This one, man. Finder. Nine Toes. It's okay. It gets everyone up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, worst party.
Like, worst party I've been to?
Worst party you've probably DJed.
Oh, snap. There was
a worst experience.
There was a show I played in, where was it? It was in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. It was in Glasgow. And it was like when I was just kind of coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just kind of taking anything that gets thrown your way at the time. And it was just like really badly organized. The venue was poor. The equipment was dead. Like,
what equipment did they have?
it was a while back. So it was the 750s, the ones that just have like the LED, not the LED screen, like
did the you need
pixelated
the two
ones.
USBs or like
yeah, they weren't
laying. Yeah.
There was like the guy that was on before like obviously poured drink on the deck and it was like sticking and it was just.
So my next question is actually that. What's your pet peeve in the DJ booth?
It's just when the equipment doesn't work. Mm. Like that genuinely, because it's like if the tools aren't there for you to do your thing. Mm. And you're not able to do your thing properly. Do you know what I mean? That genuinely really annoys me.
Best party ever. Sorry. Best party ever. Best party experience. Best place you DJ.
I really like playing festivals. Played at Secret Garden Party.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, which was really good. And I think like it was a combination of it was the they guys that were running the stage. Mm. So it was really kind of like family vibes. Like the other artists that were there were like we got on really well, and I'd brought like maybe like 7 or 8 mates. So it was like it was just really nice, and the crowd were sick. Just really good.
Alright, so if you had to be on a reality TV show, which one would it be?
Definitely not Love Island.
Right.
Stinks.
You gotta pick one, honey.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Big Brother's looking like it's making a return. Yeah. I think that'd be jokes.
Yeah, you
like,
heard it here first.
I think that would be good fun.
So I want to know, sliding into DMs, If what's you were to slide, yeah. What's no? Well, actually, that we'll ask that too.
Well, if I'm sliding or if I'm being slid?
Well, I like both. I mean, that's actually, let's start here. Which celebrity DM would you like to slide in? What would be your number one choice?
Oh, interesting.
It's a quick fire question, but you've got to quick fire. You cannot. Who comes into your mind? Quick.
I don't know if I can say
it. You can say it. I know, it's that kind
of
shit.
I can't.
You have to say it.
You know the person.
Do you know what? I would slide in. Oh, no. It's got to be Georgia Smith.
It's got to be Georgia, man.
She's a bitch.
So here we go then. Which DM have you slid in thus far?
Oh, do you know what? I'm not a famous DM slider. Not that guy.
No.
I mean, I'll slide DMs. Don't get me wrong. I'll slide DMs.
What's your go-to DM slide?
DM slide.
I think it's got to be like
you up.
You've got to be honest and straight to the point. Honest and direct.
What's that?
I think you're great. Let's go for a drink.
Oh,
simple, classy, not trashy.
That's cute.
It's easy.
All right. So, one lesson that you would tell your younger self?
Trust your instincts.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Cool. Trust your instincts.
Smoking
for sure.
Or edibles?
Edibles.
Always.
Yeah.
Can you really measure how much you're... Listen, every edible story under the sun starts with, I took one bite and then got one thing and then ended up walking naked on the street.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's one of those ones.
That's your story. Sorry.
I've never done that.
No, of course
no,
not.
No.
Yeah, this is obviously other people's experiences.
Yeah.
So, I think... I'll normally have something that someone else has already had.
Okay.
So then they'll be like, have a couple cubes.
But that's a bit bait.
That's shade.
Yeah, you're
that's
using
shady.
Them as the human tester.
Yeah, look, that's shady.
Look,
but it's
need,
good.
You need
good
protect
to know.
Yourself. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to remember that, actually.
I'm going to have Lara try it first.
Next time, no.
Thanks, hon. and then we've said what's the best party you've played at. I want to know what's the weirdest after party you've ever ended up at.
Oh, damn. So I studied in Dundee. I studied at the art school. Yeah, it's on the east coast of Scotland. It's like an hour north of Edinburgh. Yeah. And shout out Dundee. Yeah.
I really like it, actually.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, I did the Edinburgh Festival and I went to Dundee a couple of times. And I thought it was actually really lovely.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah,
it's cute. It's definitely cool come on leaps and bounds like the last kind of 10, 15
really nice
years.
People, really
yeah,
good
yeah,
crowd,
sure,
really
for
good
sure,
party.
For sure, for sure, yeah, for sure. And like that was kind of, I grew up there, so that was where I started going out. And I remember it was like early days. I had like I was still at school. Mom, don't listen to this bit. But like I was still at school and I had like a Saturday, Sunday job. So I'd gone out on the Friday night to this drum and bass night called Pangea, throwback this. And then there was this. If you're from Dundee and you went out in Dundee, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But there was this like basement bar called Braze, and around the back of that these guys had a gaff, and it was the first time I'd like been to like a proper gaff, and it was just like the strangest sorts, all intermingling. I was sitting there like 15, 16 years old.
I just have one question. When you say the strangest sorts, what does that consist of?
I'm talking about like the like just like mixed bag, like the guy that's kind of like juttering in the corner, or like guy that's like kind of just bunning zoots, kind of just speaking to everyone. Like, and yeah, then obviously you've got the people who are on different substances who are charging a little bit more. And like, I'm just sitting there like this like 16-year-old kid like, I've got to do my call center job in like 3 hours. Like, what is going on? But yeah, I'd probably say that because it was like the first one. It was like a weird kind of like entering into the scene. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just kind of absorbing what was going on and being
so,
like,
babe,
yeah.
I'd like to know, you know, someone starting out, because a lot of young DJs listen to the show, and what is your advice? And can you still break into the industry now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, the thing is, again, like, trust your instinct, be honest to yourself. If you're producing, make stuff that you enjoy. Don't make stuff for other people. You need to make stuff that you'll enjoy, and maybe try and tailor it to the artists that you look up to. and the labels that they release on. So I'd say like a combination of those things. If you're producing, if you're DJing, you need to do your 10,000 hours. Like that's like, it's so key. Like try and like play at any events that are going on, try and get bar gigs. Like you need to do your 10,000 hours because you need to know your craft. Like that's like so important, I think. And yeah, just be true to yourself and just keep working. You need to be the hungriest person. Like you need to be,
and
you need to
nicest, craft. Right? Do you think that's true? I've always thought you got to be nice.
I think, yeah, think like
there's,
I think,
an element
like,
to that.
I think definitely, because when you meet people, doesn't matter, like you never know who you're meeting, right? So you just need to, like, I mean, I think I'm a nice guy. So I'm just like,
look at that smile. Yeah. I think I'm a nice guy. Okay.
So I'm just like myself when I meet people, and I just try not to bullshit, be honest, not fake. And because then you never know, like if someone's having a conversation and they're like, oh yeah, I met this person and they were really sound, and it actually turns out that they're looking for DJ gigs, or this is their SoundCloud, and then you know, you get opportunities that way.
I wanted to ask you, because you obviously moved over recently to full-time DJing.
Uh-huh.
Financially and as a business side of things, is obviously it's the hardest part of what you have to navigate as a creative. What kind of things would you tell people to look out for when trying to go full-time in DJing?
I mean, yeah, so the full-time thing, it's difficult. I went full-time probably much earlier than I should have. And the thing is, if you're going to go full-time, you need to understand that you're going to struggle. Like, you are going to struggle. It is going to be, it's not going to be easy. And I think, like, the flip side of that coin is because you're pushed and because you're struggling, you're hungrier. And you're like, you chase it harder, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously you have more time to do stuff. So when I switched to full time in February, I was still only really playing maybe like twice a month, maybe three times a month. Yeah. So I was trying to obviously pick up money from like other places, like doing like maybe like a modeling gig or like, do you know what I mean? Just other bits and pieces that you can get money from.
Yeah.
But then also had like a lot more energy when I was in the studio, like was coming like with a lot, like the ideas were fresher, my schedule was freer, so if someone was like, oh, are you free tomorrow at 2 p.m.? I was like, yeah. Like, if you're working a job, you're not going to be free on a Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m., do you know what I mean? So, like, those things balanced. You need to know that that's 100% what you want to do before you go full-time, because it's tough.
Okay, and going on from that... Obviously, we mentioned earlier in the show about your boiler room set. It was filmed amazingly. It looked like the room shut down. It was amazing. How did you get in that position to be there at that point?
Like a lot of people don't know, like a lot, because the boiler room was with Fred again. So that was the fourth thing I've done with Fred. So I've known him since like, maybe November last year. We did a show up in Glasgow at King Tut's, and it was just like his management, his team reached out to me and were like, yeah, we'd love you to do the warm-up for Fred. He's playing in Scotland. We know you've got like a bit of reach there. So I was like, yeah, for sure. And I was living in London at the time. So went back up and, you know, kind of setting up, doing my thing. And then one of the things that I'll always remember is like his whole team were in their dressing room, and it's like the way that King Tut's is set up is there's only one dressing room. So I was like up in the office kind of like changing my t-shirt and like, you know, doing like that kind of stuff. And then the only toilet backstage is like in their dressing room. So I'm like, guys, where's the bathroom? They're like, you need to. And I was like, right, okay. So I'm like, knock on the door. I'm like, hey guys. And like everyone was just like super sound. Like they were just like, yeah, like come through. Like, hey, nice to meet you, man. Really looking forward to your set. And like, one of, like that was like the really like the thing that stood out to me about Fred. And then after that, he had his UK tour, played in Glasgow, wanted to play at Sub Club. So we did an after party there. I played with him there.
Oh, sick.
And then it was literally, I'd been in Ibiza with Fly, and then I'd been in Barca for a mate's stag, and I'd got back on the Saturday, the week before the boiler room. Me and Fred had a show at Corsica, arrived there and they were like, yeah, set up as a boiler room because Fred's like basically warming up for his boiler room. I was like, yeah, cool, no worries, like I've done that before, like it's calm. And then they're just like casually threw it in like, oh yeah, boiler room, probably going to be in touch about the show next week. Awesome. I was just like honestly had no idea it was coming.
Yeah.
Which was sick because it was only a week after, it was like didn't really have time to stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of just
like, yeah. And then it meant like, obviously they told me that before I did the Corsica thing. So when I was doing that, I was kind of just kind of soaking up that energy that I was going to then take into the actual.
So what's next, Kilimanjaro?
I mean, yeah, I've got, obviously my release came out with Hammer end of July, literally dropped the same date the Boiler Room was broadcast. And it's called Mulengat, out on all digital platforms. So
all right, we will plug it in our stories.
Coming up next, I've got another 2-track EP coming out with a guy called Third Son. Really, really, really good producer. Like one of them, like most talented technical guys I've ever worked with. That's coming out. I played one of those tracks in the Boiler Room as well, actually, and it went off. It's called Makiti. That's going to be coming out on the 23rd of September. We'll probably be announcing that. It'll either have been announced just before this comes out or maybe just after,
amazing.
But a little exclusive. Just got a few big shows lined up towards the end of the year. So, yeah.
Can we come and hang out?
Yeah, of course, of course.
So, yeah, last question, really. Groupies, yes or no?
Is that you putting in there?
I'm thus taken, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of, you know, groupies will be listening. Why not?
No.
I used to be a groupie. I have no shame in that. No.
I'm working.
You're just
here.
Working.
Yeah, I'm working. Single man working.
One last question I wanted to ask was, do you test out your songs a lot in your sets before you release?
Yeah, that's key. That's super key. Like, you need to do it. You need to send it to DJs that you trust.
Yeah.
So they can run it, see what feedback, like,
because
the thing is, when you're working on something in the studio, like, you could be in there, like, either working on your own or working with someone else, and you can be like, yeah, this is going to bang, or this part is going to bang.
Yeah.
And then you play it out, and then that part might not respond, but then another part does, so then you can look at it and be like, right, okay, let's tweak the swells, or let's tweak the like the EQ in, and like, or maybe let's change the arrangement slightly, and or push this bit for longer. Do you know what I mean? Like build ups, and yeah, it's actually quite cool being able to do that, because it's like you're playing it live and you're taking those mental notes that then you take back to the studio, and then the next time you run it, you're like, right, okay, like it totally works. So yeah,
that's so interesting.
Very, very, very important to run your tunes.
Yeah, that's a good leg up being a DJ yourself and a producer.
Yeah, definitely.
You can
do
cross-reference both.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. Right, is there anything else you would like to tell the listeners of DJ Diaries before we have to wrap up?
Just again, kind of going back to the encouraging people to kind of follow their dream if that's what they want to do, you know, just like don't let anyone tell you can't do it. Like genuinely, like I've had a lot, like so much support, like big love to like my friends and like my family being like super supportive with it, because it's definitely not the easiest profession to get into, and it's not the easiest profession to be in. So it's important to have like the right people around you, but just if it's what you want to do, just run with it and follow your passion, you know.
I want to say a huge thank you to you, and you know, you've actually taught me a lot. The 10,000 hours or 1,000 hours or whatever it is.
10,000.
No,
10,000 hours.
10,000. Yeah, it is really true, and you've given us a lot of insight and some great stories, and I really appreciate also you coming down on what is probably the hottest day in London.
But you know what? I might stay in here afterwards.
Do you know what I mean?
I can actually be
a little party in here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you so much. You're absolutely awesome, and we're excited to have you on.
That is Josh Kilimanjaro, people, and we'll be speaking to you again very soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Pleasure. See you soon.
See ya.
Get loose. Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.